angielski w pracy z humorem. Kasia Sielicka.
Lesson 11, 2021. How your brain is stopping you from learning English. Da-dun-da-dun. The inspiration for this lesson came from my class with Paweł last Friday. Class? Lekcja. From my class with Paweł last Friday. Paweł complained to me that no matter how much time he spent learning English words, he never remembered them later. Now, a different teacher might have thought that Paweł is lazy. They would have told him that he should study harder, or maybe that he was lying about studying so much. Studying? Uczenie się. Maybe he was lying about studying so much. But I knew that Paweł is simply different. Whenever I asked Paweł a question, whenever I asked Paweł a question, he never gave me a straight answer. A straight answer, krótka, bezpośrednia odpowiedź. A straight answer. Instead, he started in the middle of the story, then changed the topic, then came back to the middle of the answer, then jumped around a little bit, and then he admitted that he had got lost and asked me to repeat the question. Oh my God, that is my idea of hell. But this helped me realize that the inability to learn English words, brak zdolności do, the inability to learn English words was not Paweł's fault. It was the fault of his brain. Our brains are divided into two halves. Divided into? Podzielone na. They are divided into two halves, and these two halves are called hemispheres. Półkule. Hemispheres. The left one and the right one. They have different functions and uses. Sometimes they operate in a balanced way, but very often one of them dominates in a person. The left brain hemisphere is responsible for logical reasoning. Reasoning? Rozumowanie. Logical reasoning. Linear thinking. Linear? Liniowe. Linear thinking. And language skills. The two brain areas dealing with languages are in the left part of the brain. In me, this left part of the brain dominates very strongly. I love learning from lists and bullet points. Bullet points, wypunktowane listy. Bullet points. The right hemisphere is more creative and spatial. Przestrzenna, spatial. It houses imagination and feelings. Houses, mieści w sobie. It houses imagination and feelings. For Paweł, his right brain is much more active than the left one. He can't learn from list of words. He needs something more artistic and intuitive. Intuitive? Intuicyjnie. He needs something more artistic and intuitive, such as a mind map. Mapa myśli. Such as a mind map. If you want to find out which side dominates in your brain, you can take an online quiz. Just Google brain hemisphere dominance test and you get it. I'll be interested to find out which brain hemisphere dominates in you. And then learn English in a way that works with your brain and not against it. One of the things you can try are my courses, my audio, video and text courses of English. Because for left brainers, they have lists of words, bullet points and clear explanations, yeah? After all, I created them. And for right-brainers, they have images, funny stories, and flashcards for a mobile app. Flashcards? Fiszki. Flashcards for a mobile app. You'll find them in the episode description.
Kasia Sielicka, doktor filologii angielskiej, angielski w pracy z humorem. www.angielskizhumorem.pl